Well, in Psalm 78, and this whole 78, Psalm 78 is about God talking about the children of Israel. And I mean, there's so much in this. It's very, very powerful. But it also talks about how God got really upset with the Jews. And we'll just kind of pick this up in verse 21. It says, "Therefore the Lord heard this," they're murmuring, complaining, and all this kind of stuff, "and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in His salvation, though He had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by His power He brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And He let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for He gave them their own desire." And it goes on to talk about how they rebelled and this. But here's the thing I want to get at. When Israel was out there and all this manna and all this stuff was, you know, being delivered to them, why was God providing the manna for them? Why did He provide, you know, the fowl for them to eat? Some people would say, well, it's because they were faithful to His law. And they brought in their tithes and their offerings, and He honored that by blessing them. Well, the problem with that logic is the fact that the law wasn't given until Exodus 20. And this whole thing about the cloud by day, fire by night, the manna and all this other, the manna, that all took place before Exodus 20. In other words, there was no law for them to obey. In other words, there was no tithe for them to have to give in order for the windows of heaven to be opened for them to be blessed. There was no seed offering for them to sow in order to receive the fowl of the air for their food and so forth. The only instruction they had was this: follow the cloud by day and the fire by night. That's it. When the cloud moves, you move. When the fire moves, you move. That's all you have to do. And then after the fact, He gave them the law. Now, how does that relate to us? Well, if you think about this, that's symbolic for us today. Meaning, if I follow the cloud by day and the fire by night, it is going to lead me into the place of my provision. It's going to lead me into the place of my blessings. It's going to lead me to the place that God has already set aside everything that He's designed for me. I don't have to depend upon a tithe to get God to love me enough to provide the manna for my life. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't have to go to Him and say, well, here, I'm bringing my offering. Can you help me out the way you did the nation of Israel? And God's going to say, I think you're missing something here. I was helping them before they even heard the word tithe. I was helping them before they ever heard the word offering. I was helping them, feeding them, providing for them, protecting them, delivering them from their enemies before they ever had a Moses come down from the mountain with commandments and laws and ordinances. I was doing this for them because I loved them. Yes, but they were in rebellion, and I still loved them. For us today, if we get caught up in how much can I put in the plate to receive a reciprocal move from God, what I'm doing is I'm missing His love for me. symbolically, he's going to provide the manna. He's going to provide the quail. He's going to provide the protection. He's going to provide the deliverance from the attack of the enemy. He's going to do these things because he loves me. And I'm his child. I cannot put enough money in an offering plate to buy a blessing from my Father. But I can put money in an offering plate to spread the gospel of his love around this world. And what's so sad is the way that the body of Christ has been really misled by well-meaning preachers who were trying to help us, telling us, look, if you need a healing in your body, you know, put money in the offering plate. Well, what about Jesus and what he did for me? Isn't there something about by his stripes I was healed? There's nothing in there about by my offering I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. My faith is to be in the completed work of Jesus, not in the completed work of the money I put in the offering plate. Now, this goes against the grain of a lot of teaching, things that Kathy and I heard for years. But I'll tell you something I've learned, and that is this. There's greater benefit in trusting God than trusting my money that I put in an offering plate. I'm to walk by faith, not by sight. Walking by faith means I trust what God has said in His Word. I take Him at His Word. I live by His Word because what He said will come to pass. Does that mean I shouldn't give? Absolutely not. It means I should give, and I should want to give because I want the lost to know Jesus. I want the blind to be healed, the maimed to be made whole, those impacted by devils to be set free. I want to see the will of God accomplished in this world. And I tell you, I thank God the chains of bondage have been broken off my life when it comes to giving and receiving. And I can remember many years ago when I made a decision. I mean, it was like a crossroads decision. There was a need, a financial need. And I told God, I said, Father, I'm going to take you at your word. I'm not going to sow a dime for this. You know what's needed. All I'm going to do is trust you. Father, may I have a certain amount of money for this particular need. And you know what? Within, I think it was maybe a week, it came in. And I hadn't put a dime in the offering plate for it. All I did was ask my Father to provide what I needed as far as what I was supposed to do. Trust God. He will not let you down. He cannot fail you. He loves you. And this morning, as you're preparing to give, the only criteria is this. What has God told you to give? And what do you purpose in your heart? And as you listen to Him, and maybe right now you're not sure what you're supposed to give, well, just ask Him now. Father, what would you have me give in this offering? And He may say, well, I want you to give this amount. He might even tell you not to give anything. You say, well, why in the world would He tell me not to do that? Well, let's think for a minute. Assuming you can hear God. What if He knows, what if His preference is for you to take the $20 that you were going to put in the offering and use it to buy somebody's lunch who doesn't have enough money to buy lunch? It's a whole new way of looking at it. You see, the God we serve is greater than the limitations imposed upon Him by wrong teaching. When we turn Him loose, He becomes more than we can imagine. I want Him to be everything to me He has promised.